Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special, ones that I hope out when at least some of them will grab you. And occasionally put in something odd, a reading, a story, a joke. I call those things wombats. And the last two shows were nothing but wombats. Tonight, I do have one wombat around the middle of the show, but the rest of it's going to be music and quite a variety, too. The first song is from the 60s. It's from the folk music revival in a group called Bud and Travis. They weren't a big popular group like some of the Kingston Trio or someone like that, but they were pretty well known. And this particular song has always haunted me because it's one of the gentlest, kindest, softest songs I ever hear. And I play it on the show at least once a year. Bonsoir Dame by Bud and Travis.
In a green wood close to our village, a quiet pool lies still and deep. The evening sounds and forest birds have gently lulled my love to sleep. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fédodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fédodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fédodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fédodo. Sing softly, birds, and don't awake her. She doesn't know how my heart aches. I've never dared to say I love you. I'll tell her now before she wakes. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fédodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fédodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fédodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fédodo. Fédodo, petite fille, smile for me, dream of me. It seems a pity now to wake her. I'd rather stay here and pretend. If we could only stay forever, then our dreams would never end. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fédodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fédodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fédodo. Bonsoir, dame. Bonsoir, dame. Bonsoir, dame. Madame Fédodo.
Bud and Travis singing Bonsoir Dame. The next song is by Paul Thorne. Paul Thorne is a kind of a country musician, country rock, with a unique style. And this particular song brings it out. You feel like you're hearing from someone, a neighbor, or someone you know in town. This particular one, he's going into the fact that he's on the road a lot, away from his family. And one of the things he worries about is his life, and is he doing it right? Am I doing the right thing? And he gets to the heart of that. And I think all of us, at least I do for myself, I often wonder, am I doing the right thing? Is this the way I should be living my life? He states it so well in this song.
I enjoy my work. The hardest part about it is having to leave home and be away from my family. And a couple weeks ago when I left, me and my little 9-year-old, we was playing on the couch. I was playing with her before I left. And right before I got ready to walk out the door, she said, "Tickle me, Daddy, before you leave." I tickled her. And while she was laughing, I was holding back tears. We all have plans for our life. Sometimes I wonder how I made it this far. I've won some trophies and I wear some ugly scars. Before I go to bed, I kneel and pray every night. I wonder if God's proud of me. I hope I'm doing this right. I know lots of people, they appear to have it made. I battle with jealousy, why can't I live that way? Well, maybe they are just better than me, playing the game of life. Maybe I need to change some things, I hope I'm doing this right. The more I learn, the less I know. The more I change, the more I grow. I pray the road I'm traveling on will lead me to the light. God, I hope I'm doing this right. Most of my friends are from the wrong side of the track. Here's why I do not have a problem with that. Hank Williams was in the darkness when he sang, I saw the light. I believe there's good in everyone. I hope I'm doing this right. The more I learn, the less I know. The more I change, the more I grow. I pray the road I'm traveling on will lead me to the light. God, I hope I'm doing this right. Oh, I hope I'm doing this right.
That was Paul Thorne with I Hope I'm Doing This Right. Next up is a gospel tune. I love gospel, and I especially like it when they have a deep bass voice. I'm a bass. I can get down fairly low, but some of these guys can just float along the bottom, and I think it adds so much to the song. And also, gospels contain hidden truths. I don't always take all of it. I don't believe everything literally that I hear in a gospel. But I think that they're giving us a message about how to live your life. And this is one of those. The title is, I'm Going to Live Forever. And I think it's really about how joyful life is while we're here. This is I'm Going to Live Forever by the Triumphant Quartet.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna die, no, never. Jesus died on a tree for me, and I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna die, no, never. Jesus died on a tree for me, and I'm gonna live forever.
I know my name may never be hung in lights upon a marquee, because Jesus Christ hung on a tree. I'm gonna live forever. King of the Jews, the cross proclaimed, while those around him mocked his name. It was for me that he bore all the shame, so I could live forever.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna die, no, never. Jesus died on a tree for me, and I'm gonna live forever.
I know my name will never be written down in history. But Jesus wrote my name in the book of life, and that's enough for me. Someday he's coming back again, and nothing for me will be the same. I'll have a new body and a brand new name. I'm gonna live forever.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna die, no, never. Jesus died on the tree for me, and I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna die, no, never. Jesus died on the tree for me, and I'm gonna live forever. Jesus died on the tree for me,
and I'm gonna live forever,
forever, forever.
Ooh. I'm gonna live forever by the Triumphant Quartet. The next song is So Far Away by Mark Knopfler. And I think the whole thing, everything about it, the key it's in, the way it's played, expresses loneliness. And he gets the point across really well. One of the verses is, I'm tired of being in love and being all alone when you're so far away from me. And even though it's sounds like a single romance, I think it's about life and all the things we long for, and so many of them are so far away. Mark Knopfler, So Far Away.
So far I just can't see. So far.
You've just heard Mark Knopfler singing So Far Away. The next song is Gentle Arms of Eden by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer. I often play songs by them. I love their harmonies. Here's a little story about this song. Carter, that's the Dave Carter, in an interview with Mike Devlin, Carter described the song as a gift. He fell asleep and had a dream. He woke up and wrote the dream down. It's a song about how we got here and how we ought to treat our home. And this earth is our home. And the chorus is one that I just think speaks to me. This is my home. This is my only home. This is the only sacred ground that I have ever known. And should I stray in the dark night alone, rock me, goddess, in the gentle arms of Eden. We are in the only home we've ever known and ever will, at least in this world. Rock me, goddess, in the gentle arms of Eden. So this is Dave and Tracy Grammer, and they are singing The Gentle Arms of Eden.
On a sleepy, endless ocean, when the world lay in a dream, there was rhythm in the splash and roll, but not a voice to sing. So the moon fell on the breakers, and the morning warmed the waves, till a single sail did jump and hum for joy, as though to say, this is my home, this is my only home, this is the only sacred ground that I've ever known. Should I stray in the dark night alone, rock me, goddess, in the gentle arms of Eden. Then the day shone bright and rounder, till the one turned into two, and the two into 10,000 things, and old things into new. And on some virgin beachhead, one lonesome critter crawled, and he looked about and shouted out in his most astonished drawl, this is my home, this is my only home, this is the only sacred ground that I've ever known. Should I stray in the dark night alone, rock me, goddess, in the gentle arms of Eden. The sky was buzzard, and the ground was carpet green, and the wary children of the woods went dancing in between. And the people sang rejoicing when the fields were glad with grain, this song a celebration from their cities on the plain. This is my home, this is my only home, this is the only sacred ground I've ever known. Should I stray in the dark night alone, rock me, goddess, in the gentle arms of Eden.
Now there's smoke across the harbor, and there's factories on the shore, and the world is ill with greed and will and enterprise of war. But I will lay my burdens in the cradle of your grace, and the shining beaches of your love, and the sea of your embrace. This is my home, this is my only home, this is the only sacred ground that I've ever known. Should I stray in the dark night alone, rock me, goddess, in the gentle arms of Eden. Rock me, goddess, in the gentle arms of Eden.
The Gentle Arms of Eden by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer. The next song is They Call the Wind Mariah by the Kingston Trio from 1959. This was originally in a Broadway show called Paint Your Wagon in 1951. It was a big hit for a few years. A lot of artists have sung it, but the Kingston Trio made it really, really popular, went up high on the hit parade, and that's where I remember it from. There's something kind of mysterious about this. Haunting, drifty. And this is They Call the Wind Mariah by the Kingston Trio.
Way out here they have a name, rain and wind and fire. Rain is Tess, the fire's Joe, they call the wind Mariah. Mariah blows the stars around, sets the clouds a-flying. Mariah makes the mountain sound like folks was out there dying.
That was They Call the Wind Mariah by the Kingston Trio. And now comes today's wombat. This wombat is utterly unique. And rather than tell you anything about it, I'll just let you listen in. And be prepared, because it is a little odd. This is Bulbous Bouffant by the Frantics.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you waiting for the bus?
Yes, I am, actually.
Hmm. I notice you're not wearing any galoshes.
No, I'm not. It's sunny out there. No need for galoshes.
I'm wearing galoshes.
Hmm.
Galoshes.
Uh-huh.
Did you read the paper today?
No, I haven't had a
Did
chance.
Did you read the thing about the Eskimos?
No.
Well, the article was saying that the Eskimos will eat the fat from the whale.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that's called?
No, I don't.
Blubber.
Ah, right.
Blubber.
Yeah, blubber.
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Blubber.
Right.
The Eskimos eat the blubber.
Uh-huh.
And the blubber will come from different kinds of whales, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it will come from a beluga whale.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Beluga.
Right, yeah.
They don't wear galoshes.
Who, the whales?
No, the Eskimos.
Oh, no, that's right, they don't.
They wear mucklucks.
Uh-huh.
Mucklucks.
That's right, mucklucks.
Mucklucks.
Yeah, mucklucks.
Say it again.
Mucklucks.
Say it louder.
Mucklucks.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it is a good one. I didn't want to say it, but I like
say,
it.
Say galoshes.
Galoshes.
It's good, eh?
Yeah, it's good.
Galoshes.
Galoshes.
Beluga.
Beluga.
Blubber, 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 blubber.
Mucklock.
Blubber, beluga.
Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt whatever it is you were doing there.
It's okay.
Okay, I just wanted to know if this is where the bus stops.
They should be here any minute, actually.
Oh, I see. Well, sorry to disturb you.
That's okay, yeah, we were just,
Sir.
Yes?
Psst.
Yeah?
Look over there.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See that lady?
Yes?
What kind of hairstyle does she have?
That looks like a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Actually, I couldn't help noticing that myself. It's sort of what you might call a bulbous bouffant.
Yes, a bulbous bouffant.
Bulbous bouffant.
Bouffant.
Blubber.
Galoshes.
Mucklucks.
Bulbous bouffant.
Mucklock, mucklock.
Macadamia.
Ooh.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Blubber. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous
bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous
bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Bamboozle. Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Gazebo,
bulbous bouffant,
shindig,
gazebo,
bulbous
bouffant,
plethora,
plethora,
gazebo,
bulbous
plethora,
gabardine,
bulbous
plethora,
gazebo.
That was Bulbous Bouffant by the Frantics. When I audition songs for this show, I often reject them within 30 seconds or so. I feel I can tell where it's going and it's not something I think will fit. This particular piece I'm going to play, in the first 30 seconds, I would have rejected it almost immediately. But I kept listening, and actually I already knew the song. It turns out that after about 45 seconds, it's clear that it gets me. So, this is Pachelbel's Canon. It was written in the 17th century and pretty much lay dormant till 1968 when a musician picked it up, and then it caught on, and now you can hear it many, many places. Pachelbel's Canon, and this particular version is recorded by Michael Silverman, who did some arranging. Pachelbel's Canon. Thank you. That was Pachelbel's Canon, played by Michael Silverman. I'm a student of psychology, especially Freudian, Jungian, and Joseph Campbell, and the idea that myths and stories and songs communicate at two levels. One is the surface story, and the other is the deeper truth. And I think that this song is like that way. It says, "Some broken hearts never mend," sung by Don Williams. And in a sense, he's talking about the fact that sometimes you can never move on to the next relationship, or at least where, at the point they are in this song. And my idea is the underlying truth here, or one of them, is that broken hearts never mend, not completely. Even though you may go on to a better relationship or a more powerful relationship, that pain, that memory will always be with you. So I think this song captures that idea. Broken Hearts Never Mend by Don Williams.
Coffee black, cigarette, start this day like all the rest. First thing every morning that I do is start missing you. Some broken hearts never mend, some memories never end, some tears will never dry, my love for you will never die. In the night, a willing woman to hold me tight, but in the middle of love's embrace, I see your face. Some broken hearts never mend, some memories never. Some tears will never dry, my love for you will never die. Some broken hearts never mend, some memories never end, some tears will never dry, my love for you will never die.
Don Williams with Some Broken Hearts Never Mend. The next song is Muhlenberg County, also known as Paradise, written and sung by John Prine. I love this song. It's one of the songs I've learned and perform. And it's about the coal, digging up the coal in West Virginia, the coal fields, and what damage it did to the environment. I also am particularly aware that what happened in West Virginia, those are very, very valuable resources came out of that land, the coal fields, but the people of the state didn't benefit much. They were colonized. Wealthy investors came in, brought up the resources, and then exploited it. And this song catches all of that. The COVID scare is better now, but it was worse in 2020, and it took from us many people who should have lived longer, more productive lives, and one of them was John Prine. So this is Paradise by John Prine.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we'd travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols. But empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Then the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken. Then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Paradise by John Prine. The next song is Don't Expect Me to Be Your Friend by Lobo. And like many country music songs, it's another somebody done somebody wrong song in the same genre as I'll Never Get Over You kind of thing. But here you can feel there are so many ways that a relationship can break up and leave the people involved. And here's a man that says, you know, I love you too much to be your friend. And if you've ever been through that kind of relationship, you know what he means. What he means is that to see you brings back so much pain of loss that they haven't processed that one yet. More work to do, baggage, unfinished business, time to get to work. But anyway, this song catches it well. Don't Expect Me to Be Your Friend by Lobo.
Sending flowers to your apartment. You said you aren't at home much anymore. I stopped dropping by without an appointment, 'cause I'd hear laughter coming through your door. Sometimes late at night, you'll still call me, just before you close your eyes to sleep. You make me vow to try and stop by sometime, but baby, that's a promise I can't keep. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so let's just let the story kinda end. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so don't expect me to be your friend. I don't walk down that we used to go to all the time. I'm trying to erase you from my memory, 'cause thinking of you jumbles up my mind. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so let's just let the story kinda end. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so don't expect me to be your friend. You always act so happy when I see you. That way you take my hand and then introduce me to your latest lover. That's when I feel the walls start crashing in. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so let's just let the story kind of end. Love you too much to ever start liking you, so don't expect me to be your friend.
Don't expect me to be your friend. By Lobo. You are listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory Henry College and WISC in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance to play for you songs I think are special and occasionally put in something odd like Bulbous Bouffon in this show. And now we're moving on to what it turns out is quite a variety of music tonight. The next song is Just Over in the Glory Land by Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. Good old time bluegrass gospel.
Just over in the glory land. With the blood washed on, I was shouting, saying, just over in the glory land. Glad hosannas to the Christ the Lord and King, just over in the glory land. Tossed over in the glory land, there with the happy angel band. Over in the glory land, tossed over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land.
Just Over in the Glory Land by Bill Monroe in the Bluegrass Voice. And I can't help but comment on Bill Monroe's voice. It's a very reedy, fiddle-like voice, and a lot of bluegrass music sounds exactly like that. I went to Bean Blossom, Indiana, which is one of Bill Monroe's places, and went to a bluegrass festival, and they had different bands come on, and each one sounded almost identical to me, the exact same mix, exact same kind of harmony, same instruments, and that song sort of catches the way it sounded. And we're now moving on to a real short piece. It's an Irish fiddle tune called Catherine's Reel. And I try to follow it in my head, and it just twists my brain around, which I think is fun. Catherine's Reel by Atwater Donnelly. Catherine's Reel, a fiddle tune by Atwater Donnelly. Here's some more music by Atwater Donnelly. This is Two Rounds. Hey ho, nobody home, and ah, poor Rose.
Hey ho, nobody home, meat nor drink nor money have we none, still we will be merry. Hey. Ah, poor bird, take thy flight, fly above the sorrow of this sad night. Rose, 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 will I ever see thee wed? I will marry at thy will, sire, at thy will.
Hey ho, nobody home, hey, meat nor drink ho, nor money have we none, meat nor drink will nor be money merry, have we none, still hey, we will hey, be merry.
Hey, 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 hey ho, nobody home, meat nor drink nor money have we none, still we will be merry. Nor drink nor money have we none, still we will be merry. Hey, 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 ho.
That was Two Rounds by Atwater Donnelly, And the last piece of music on the show today is all about the bass. And I love the rhythm. There are three different women singing here in very similar styles, but quite different phrasing. All About the Bass by the Postmodern Jukebox.
Because you know I'm all about that bass and no trouble. I'm all about that bass and no trouble. I'm all about that bass and no trouble. I'm all about that bass.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size dude, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. 'Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys are chasing. All the right junk in all the right places. I see those magazines working on Photoshop. You know that stuff ain't real. Come on and make it stop. If you got beauty, then raise them up. 'Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. My mama, she tells me, don't worry about your size.
It's perfect from the bottom to the top. Hey,
my mama, she told me don't worry.
Because you know I'm
About the Bass by the Postmodern Jukebox. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. We bring it to you on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. It's audience participation time. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.